the spotlight belongs on no one else but Jesus Christ. He alone left the glories of heaven to enter into the agonies of man. And because of that, we can rejoice. He is the greatest gift ever given. And He continually hands out gifts to us in the form of spiritual abilities meant to be used within your church. What are you doing with this gift that was purchased by His death? You see, the cross is not just the place where sin is atoned for, forgiveness gained, pardon pronounced on the believer. But because of His death and resurrection, He gained a storehouse of gifts to be given to believers so that they would be used to bring Him glory, others blessing, and you joy. It's the way that the gospel is passed down from generation to generation and from community to community. I can't imagine how incredibly hurt my wife would be if she spent all year planning and saving and strategizing to purchase an expensive gift that was guaranteed to bring me everlasting peace and joy, and then upon accepting that gift, I just put it off to the side to collect dust. The believer's salvation is not just a ticket to heaven. It is the first gift in a long line of gifts to be enjoyed and employed. Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7, "Grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. When He ascended on high, He led a host of captives and He gave gifts to men." As you pray today, please remember Buddy and Taffy Johnson, our missionaries in Ecuador. And also remember the Hindi LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout India.